Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Woodrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Woodrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Woodrina Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Woodrina Layton.
And you are listening to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Layton Show, Understanding Love, Accepting Truth, and Changing Your Perspective.
Yes, yes.
On Transformation Talk Radio. Let's go. Stay with us for the next hour as we discuss managing relationship expectations.
Yes, yes, yes. That's so good. And as we do every week, we're looking forward to having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and relationships as we provide you with practical tips, new insights, and perspectives that will help you improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness. That's key. That's key right there. And simply help you to love better.
So before we get started, let's share a fun fact about ourselves. And so basically, normally we share one of each of us, but today I just said, we'll just kind of share one. And then you could probably kind of think about this too. Now for us, you know, it's been a long time. We've been married for over 30 years. We've been together for over 32 years, but we're going back to thinking about what was our first date. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now we've been married for 30 years. So if you only been married for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, come on. You got to remember your first date.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? So if you're listening to the show, you know what? Ask your partner, ask your spouse, you know what? Tell me a little bit. Do you remember our first date? Because actually, Coach Martinez and Madrid have been married for over 30 years, and they still remember their first date. So our first date was actually, I was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. Like I tell everybody, that was my first duty station in the U.S. Navy. So I was stationed aboard the USS John F. Kennedy, but our first date was actually on the Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. So we went on the Air Force Base, and they normally always have, like, they would have a place where during the day you eat, but in the evening they turned it into a club. So in actuality, I forgot the name of it.
I know it was Langley Air Force Base.
So it was Langley mm-hmm. Air Force Base in Hampton, Virginia. Mm-hmm. But I forgot the name of the club. But mm-hmm. actually, our first date was actually going over to Langley Air Force Base and just dancing and having a good time. What else do you remember?
I remember you was dancing circles all around me because he was a great dancer, and I've always been a two-stepper. So, so that's what I remember.
No, for real. We always laugh about that because, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Back then, I had all that energy, you know. Knees was good. Back was good. You know, I was doing all the dances back in the day. And I always joke with Rita. I say, now since I've been with her for 30 years, now I be finding myself just want to do a little two-step. I done lost all of my dancing moves. You know what I'm saying? But actually, and I remember she had on some jeans. She had on a sweater. And I'll be like, well, man, why don't we see what's back there? You got some long sweater on. But anyway, that was our first date. That we actually spent was actually back in 1989 mm-hmm. over on Langley Air Force Base in Hampton Roads, Virginia.
Yes.
So what was you and your partners or you and your spouse's first date that you all went on? And what do you remember about that first date?
Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
That's just a fun fact about us. We love having fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We do.
We still love to dance. Because exactly. I'm telling you, whenever we go on vacation, Woodrina wants to find karaoke.
Yeah.
She wants to find some dancing.
Yeah,
she wants to dance.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
I like
so.
Dancing. Mm-hmm. I do my two-step and keep it going. I sure do. So let's get into this discussion on managing relationship expectations. You know, most of our disappointments in life and relationships involve an unmet expectation. Expectations about love and marriage have a powerful impact on your relationships. To a large degree, you will be disappointed and unfulfilled or happy and fulfilled based on how well what is happening in your life matches up with what you think should be happening. All couples start out hoping for and believing that they will experience the very best. However, challenges and problems arise. Mm-hmm. And when these mm-hmm. expectations and things that you're hoping and believing for, if they're not based in reality, then your expectations are not met.
That's so true.
So let's get started on this discussion with managing expectations around dating.
Right. And so we wanted to start with dating because, again, like our fun fact was, our first date. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have expectations around that. And so this is something I want everybody to remember. All right. High expectation equals high frustration. Mm-hmm. Low expectation equals low frustration. So in other words, the higher your expectation is, the higher if that expectation is not met, the higher your frustration mm-hmm. is going to be. Mm-hmm. And the lower your expectation, the lower the frustration. So again, I know you would say, but no, you want to live life with high expectations. Yeah, but you want to live life with high expectations of the things you can't control.
Right.
You can't control somebody you're dating. You can't control your spouse because mm-hmm. you don't want to mm-hmm. try to control that because mm-hmm. that's going to be trouble. Mm-hmm. So you really want to realize that, you know what, let me match my expectation with the reality
yeah.
of the person that I'm dating
right.
or the reality of the person that I'm married to. You know what I'm saying? Because like what Drina said, you know, even on our first date, she wasn't a big dancer. Mm-hmm. So if I had an expectation, oh man, we're going to get a dance line going. Me and Wadrina finna go down the dance line like I did back in high school. Because of course, when we first went on our first date, I was only 18 years old,
yeah.
right out of high school.
Right.
So I'm saying if I'd have been like, yeah, my mm-hmm. expectation is, well, me and our first date, we going to dance the night away and all this. Well, Drina would have let me down.
Yeah.
She would have been frustrated. Why is he trying to make me dance? Why is he trying to keep me out here? Mm-hmm. That's not really me. Mm-hmm. So again, that's what I'm saying. You want to have high expectations of things you can't control and not with the other person. But again, exactly. we're starting with dating. Because there's a lot of expectations, you know, now it's been, we still date each other, but, you know, I got a millennial daughter, millennial mm-hmm. son, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we yeah. still date, but it's still, and I deal with a lot of millennials in my premarital couples mm-hmm. and even some of the young women that I work with that are actually seriously looking for their destiny partner. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of expectations mm-hmm. out there where they get really hurt because they're unmet.
Exactly. And that's why your expectations have to be based in reality.
That's so true.
Because a lot of times, you know, that person can't meet every one of your expectations, mm-hmm. you know, so they have to be based in reality. And that, like I say, don't lower your bar.
Right.
You know, you have your standard and you still look for that. Mm-hmm. But you just want to make sure once you meet that person that you fall in love with, that you have realistic expectations around what that person can do and right. accomplish in life and in your relationship.
Right.
And you want to make sure you communicate with yeah. truth and honesty, because a lot of times we're not being true to ourselves. We'll just mm-hmm. settle for stuff and know mm-hmm. that's really not who we are. And then we're going to end up unhappy. So you want right. to make sure that you're operating as your authentic mm-hmm. self in truth mm-hmm. and honesty.
And then when we set this expectation, you have to remember the society that we live in now, the culture that we in, it's almost like everybody has emotional gates. And so what I mean by gates is, yeah, you may get in the front yard or the front gate, mm-hmm. but that's still another gate that lets you in here. Then another gate that lets you even closer to my heart. So you have to just really understand that the average person is not just going to be totally transparent and just open up everything when they're first meeting you. So you don't want to sit down and be like, oh man, we really had a great day, everything. I really feel like I know everything about this person. Trust me, you don't. You mm-hmm. don't know, because they're not going to tell you everything while you're first dating. Mm-hmm. There are going to be things that as you get more connected and more in love and more accepting mm-hmm. of one another, mm-hmm. there's going to be more truths and more honesty and more things to come. So don't hold it against them by why you didn't tell me this when we first met. Honestly, I may not have felt comfortable yeah. with you to share that then. So I'm just saying, you know, manage that expectation of, you know what, them being honest and me being honest, you're going to get there, but don't just expect everything when you come out like that at the gate. I don't, the couples and even the individuals I work with, I tell them, you know, let's look at 90 days. Mm-hmm. Let's look at this over 90 days of what we're expecting. But yeah, that's what I would say around, you know, when you're going to be communicating and really expecting that honesty.
Yeah, that's so true. And also then you want to make sure that you communicate what commitment looks like. That's what are your expectations regarding commitment? That, you know, that's really key to make sure, you know, because you'll find yourself highly frustrated if you were expecting, you know, something regarding commitment, and this person is like, oh no, I wanted us to just be able to date and see other people. Right, I'm not looking to just date one person. So you want it, that's something you want to ask right out the bat, like what's going on, so your ex, so you can know what these expectations are.
And I just know we saw something on Tamron Hall's show the other day. Really didn't get a chance to watch the show, but we heard one of the people that she had up there was just talking about all the different types of relationships. I mean, it was probably like 10. So I mean, it's like walking into a candy store, choosing what your flavor of communication or what your choice of relationship is, and that's the one you go with. You know, it's like
Your flavor of commitment.
Yeah,
so like, that's really what it was. It was like different levels. Seemed like it was different levels of commitment. We didn't get to watch it. I said I need to go back and watch it on Hulu because we kind of had coming in and out of the house when we saw it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh wow, so that's interesting.
You really need to know. You know what I'm saying? And then you know, it's like they say, you know, we are together, but we are not solely together. It's like we're committed, but it's like committed with flexibility and some openness. So I'm just saying, when it comes to commitment, you need to know what commitment looks means like to this person, and you need to know what commitment means to you. But like what Drina said, before all of this goes, you need to know and be truthful to yourself. What is commitment to me? Because then you were dating, you want to know what your expectation is around that commitment.
Yeah, because that's going to definitely help to manage those frustrations, whether or not they're low or high, knowing that in the beginning, what that commitment looks like. And then you also want to look at, you know, what are your sexual expectations?
Oh, yeah, that's real, especially around dating. And again, that goes back to
your core, who you are, what your belief, what your morals are. You know, what is it that you... you know, stand on.
Right. And that's, what are your convictions?
Right, exactly. And that's key right there, just making sure that you're being true to yourself and everything around expectations. That's my thing. Just be you.
Right.
Be true to you. Don't bend for nobody. It's like if somebody's going to love you for you. It's like, so if that person can't accept your weaknesses, can't accept your truths, then it's like, bye-bye, it's somebody else. It's somebody. God has somebody for me. Right. And that's something you just have to remember in all of this.
Right. I'm laughing because when we talk about sexual expectations and dating, I remember I tried to take Madrina to one of the lower-end hotels. Look, I was just 18 years old. You know what I'm saying? I was just 18 years old. And in Virginia, I was taking another one. She was like, nah, I ain't going to this hotel. You trying to take me in a minute. This little bit of motel. You know, actually, it was a motel because the car pulls up. But don't ain't like if you over 58 or around my age, you ain't been in no motel. You know what a motel is.
Right,
but
right,
anyway,
right.
I'm just saying with sexual expectations, like, no, you need to know, you know, what are your commitments to around that?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have sex until I'm married. I'm not doing this or doing this. I'm not open to this or open. You want to know what is your core convictions and what are your expectations, even with the person that you're dating around that expectation. But I do know we got to get ready to take a break here. But you're listening to the Coach Martez and Adrena Layton show. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll discuss more on managing relationship expectations. Stay tuned and we will be right back.
We'll be right back. mom is one of the most rewarding and challenging parts of life. And you are tired, I'm sure. But look, when you make time for personal development, you will show up better for your children. Alicia Lyons is the mom support coach, helping moms like you become the people they want their kids to look up to. Schedule your free consultation at alishalyons.com today. ALYSIALYONS.com.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent, and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony, perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nalas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We have been discussing managing relationship expectations. And before break, we were talking about managing relationship expectations around dating. So we're going to just continue, you know, to wrap that up before we move into our next one. But we talked about communicating commitment and, you know, as far as your frustration levels, but and sexual expectations in dating as well.
You make that clear.
Yeah, I got to make that clear. And also another expectation you need to, you know, discuss and make clear is your expectations around social media. Because some people, like, they don't want you to put pictures of them on social media, you know, with them, you know, you want to make sure, you know, we talk about, you know, do you want, you know, you want to meet, is it okay if I post any pictures with you in them? Because see,
oh, yeah, that's for real.
You know, because, you know, at this dating nowadays is so different.
Like, well, I thought we was a couple. Right. We're a couple, but we ain't a couple for everybody to know we're a couple. We are a couple, but
right.
You ain't. Oh no, we ain't that type of couple where everybody know.
Right. And so, that is true.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's why with social media, you really want to be clear on, you know, are you okay where if I, you know, have a picture, but actually we may have been taking a picture together, and then you look at the picture on my page and like, oh, this person took me out the picture. You know, so you would just really want to be clear, especially people who are older like us that may not know all the social media rules engagement things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you just really want to know, because some people, even our age and older, they are very good. You know, we're not as good as other people on social media, but there are some people who are very good at social media, and they are even older than 50, older than us.
Yeah, definitely.
So definitely from a millennial standpoint, if you're dating, now you want to know. And then if you're somebody that may be 50, but you dating a 38-year-old, you dating a 40-year-old, you 45 years old, but you dating a 35-year-old, because now these years starting to just kind of blend in.
That's true. That's
it's
so true.
Oh my gosh, then we got to bring this up.
What?
That's the thing. What? No, because I'm saying nowadays you can see somebody 50 years old that looks 35. So I'm just saying you want to expect the person you're dating to be honest about their age.
No,
because now people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is
so
true.
That's what made me think about that, because you could be talking to somebody and you was like, well, I just never really asked about his age because he looks like he's probably just my age or something. And you find out, oh my gosh, he got a daughter that's 3 years younger than me.
Like, let me it's see like, your driver's license.
Exactly. So I'm just saying that if number doesn't mean anything to you, then that's one thing. But then that's why that number may mean something to you when we talk about our next thing with expectations, when you're talking about meeting the parents.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So that number may not know. Love is love to me. Love is love. But then you take the person that you date to your parents, and it's like, what? You was in high school back when I was in high school. No, partner.
Exactly. So you want to make sure you also discuss as far as like, what is our timeline, you know, that we have, you know, what are your expectations around meeting my parents and vice versa? You know, what is that timeline?
Right. Because, and what does that look like?
Yeah.
What is even the importance to you?
Yeah.
Because some people will say, you know, because I've talked to some couples, they've been dating for 2 years and they haven't even met the parents. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know, you know, so.
Yeah. So that's very important to make sure that, you know, that's a expectation that you want to actually discuss, you know, to help you in managing your expectations around dating.
Yeah.
So let's move into expectations around engagement.
Okay. So now you have, you dated and now you're talking about, you know what? Now I want to ask the question and I want to actually get married. And so then we talk about as far as the expectation around that, because now everything in our society is by the picture.
Yeah.
I know, you know, back in the day, well, I'm just saying back in our day, back in our day, you know, a birthday party was a birthday cake with your candles and your siblings and your cousins coming over saying happy birthday. That's not birthday parties anymore. I don't care if you 2, 3, 4, 5, on up the line, birthday parties are makeup artists, professional balloons,
professional photography,
for professional videographer. You had to have the things that you sent out,
the RSVP invitations.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying now, if you're talking about engaging somebody, you need to know what is their expectation of the popping the question.
Yeah,
because see, some people have some very elaborate detail,
right?
And actually, if you don't ask them that way,
right,
they get very frustrated. I've talked to some of them because he knew what I wanted,
right?
He knew what I wanted,
so then you
he
make
knew
it a
what
no.
I was expecting.
it's
some things around that. So that's why we say, with even with engagement, you really want to have a real conversation around, you know, what does that look like for you, you know, being asked the question, and what does that look like with the people that are there or in that moment? And then some people are the exact opposite. They may tell you, for me, that's an intimate, quiet one-on-one thing, but that's one of the things you really want to get to know instead of just assuming, well, I just asked, and then it's like, what?
Right. And then that's frustration. Like we said,
high frustration,
because that expectation was higher for that person and it wasn't met.
Right.
So then that results in high frustration.
Yes.
You know, so we want to make sure we're managing our expectations around that engagement and asking the question, talking to, if I want you to talk to my parents and ask them ahead of time, if I'm going to go old fashioned like that, you know, those are the things that we want to make sure we discuss ahead of time.
And so again, the whole time when we're talking about managing expectations is really also having a sincere conversation. Because again, most of the disappointments in managing your expectation, most of the time your partner or your spouse or the partner or the person you love, they wasn't aware. They didn't know. And so one of the things that when we're talking about managing your expectations, you want to let the person know, what are your expectations? You want to ask these questions and you want to share your perspective, and you don't want to share it and feel like you're going to be judged.
Right.
You want to share it truthfully. And that's what we're saying. So you can't manage something that you're not aware of.
You know what I'm saying? You can't
manage it if you're not aware of it. And that's what happens in relationships. It's like, I thought you knew. I mean, how many times did you hear me tell my friend? How many times did you hear me say this? It's not about how many times you heard me. It's how is it communicated to me so that I can understand. So we're talking about managing expectations. We're talking about making your communication clearly with your emotions and how you feel about certain things and making that clear.
Yeah, making and being true, you know, just being truthful. Because another one you will want to make sure you're discussing in engagement is the length of the engagement.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
true.
A lot of times women will get frustrated and say, we've been dating for 2 years and he still hasn't proposed to me.
Ain't seen no ring, ain't seen no lollipop ring or nothing.
So once you got to a point where you dating past that time where you're looking like, okay, this is the one, you want to discuss, you know, like, well, when, you know, what's your expectation around this engagement time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, that's something you want to discuss to help, mm-hmm. to help you all not be so, you know, frustrated with one another, because sometimes the man waiting on the woman and he frustrated because it's like he want to marry her, but she's like, I'm not ready yet. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that, you know, that's something that you also discuss with one another.
Oh no, yeah, that's for real, you know, because you don't want to be mm-hmm. sitting up, yeah, I've been sitting here and boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because again, that unmet expectation starts affecting other areas of your relationship.
Yeah, it does.
Because you're really upset about this, but so now it starts showing up in other areas, and that's just because you didn't meet my expectation. And mm-hmm. so again, you want to be clear about, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be dating nobody for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, some people, they'll say, I'm okay with that. And you're mm-hmm. like, oh, wow, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And then you also want to make sure you talk about the budget and, you know, and who's paying for the wedding, because you'll get frustrated if it's like, if you traditional thinking that, well, her family's supposed to be paying for the wedding. And then she's like, well, no, we're paying for this together.
Right.
You know, so it's like you want to make sure that you discuss, you know, your expectations around who's paying for the wedding
and the budget for it. Because again, you don't want to have no dream to be in Jamaica on the beach, and then you find out you and your auntie's backyard where they put sand back there, and they didn't turn that into a beach. You're like, no, this ain't what I was talking about right here.
Right,
this
right.
wasn't it. And he's like, well, this is all the budgets. Saying you're like, no, we need to have some real conversation around, you know, what we're looking at, and really mm-hmm. knowing what that is.
Yeah.
And that's something real.
That's real. We deal with that. That's real.
You want to talk about
that. Yeah, you want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And then also you want to talk about, you know, how many kids, your future planning for kids, like how many kids, you know, what are your expectations regarding the number of children you want?
Right.
And also, what are your expectations around, like, when are we going to start having kids once we get married? How long are we going to wait?
Yeah.
You know, those are mm-hmm. important discussions to have.
Because there could be certain career points or certain things as an entrepreneur that you may be trying to achieve, and in your mind you're like, no, I know that I don't want to get pregnant until after this. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't made that clear again, so that your partner, your spouse can have a clear understanding of your expectation, they're going to be like, what's going on? And when you're like, no, we're not doing babies yet.
Right.
Or somebody can be like, I want to have my babies now so that they're older then. But when I'm having my babies, you're actually saying, I don't want to be a working mom.
Right.
I'm going to come out of the career field to be present with my kids. And you're like, oh, whoa. You start thinking, I mean,
yeah.
So you want to have that discussion. And what are your expectations? Okay. I know for Wadrina, you know, I wanted her at home mm-hmm. with the kids.
And so, I wanted to be at home too.
So that was a loss of income while we worked on that.
Right.
But we discussed that. We talked about that. And so that's something that you want to do. Again, expectations.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to make sacrifices if you're dependent. Right. And we did. It's like, hey, that's the way I wanted it. So I was happy with that.
Right.
You know, I wasn't bothered by that. But then I know I always wanted 4 kids and Martez mm-hmm. only wanted 2.
I'm not making 10 pennies.
But like I said, it worked out in his favor because of the fact of how I had complicated births anyway.
Right.
So it worked out that I, with the doctor after 2, the doctor said, yeah, that's all you can have. You can't have no more. I would have had to adopt after that.
Yeah, that worked out. She knew coming in, I only want 2 kids. You know what I'm saying? Now, I was praying for a son and a daughter, and God blessed me with that. But 4 kids, you know, that's a minivan for life. You know what I'm saying? You drive a minivan for life or Suburban.
So, you know, we got to take a quick break, but you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show right here on Transformation Talk Radio. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on managing relationship expectations.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right
Let's
back.
Go.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. What's going on? Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. We have been discussing managing relationship expectations. We discussed managing expectations around dating and engagement. Now we're going to discuss managing expectations around marriage. But before we continue, I wanted to make sure everyone knows how to connect with us. If you want to connect or work with myself or work with Wadrina, please visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net. Again, that's dreambuilderscoaching.net. And you can either choose again to work with either of us. We work with couples or individuals separately. And we also work with couples and individuals together. So if you want to connect with us, you can also visit our Facebook page at Dream Builders Coaching and Counseling on Facebook. On Instagram, it will be Coach Martez for me. It will be Wadrina Layton on Instagram. On Twitter, it'll be Coach Martez. And on Twitter, it will be Wadrina L. Again, we would love for you to connect with us. Love to hear your comments, feedback. Please feel free to inbox us or shoot us a message. We love to hear feedback. You may have something to say about a show. You may have a question that you may want to just ask us about it. We don't necessarily have to share your name or that information, right. But definitely, we would love to connect. We would love to get your feedback. And thank you so much for listening today to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show.
All right. So like we said earlier, we discussed managing expectations around dating. Then we discussed managing expectations around engagement. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to move into managing expectations around marriage. You know, it's like...
This could be a lot we can go
Yeah, in. It's like, you know, because a lot of times, you know, when we have been in a relationship with somebody, we'll start just assuming stuff. So, you know, we got to, you know, you got to manage those expectations, and you got to make sure they're realistic, because in marriage, as we get to know each other, we start, you know, I start noticing the things that I don't like about you, you know? So then it's one of those things where it's like, I have to learn how to grow to accept the differences, and then as I accept them, then I can grow to love them and appreciate them. So a lot of times in marriage, our expectations, you know, we'll get frustrated because it's like, you know, I'm expecting you to do this or do that or be this or be that, and it's like, no, we still have to be realistic in our expectations.
Right, we have to be realistic. And see, and so when you think about being realistic in marriage, and when you're dealing with emotions, you have to also think about, just like from a physical standpoint, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying from a physical standpoint is, you may want to run 3 miles. You may want to run 2 miles, but if you are not in a position to run like that or to be able to do that physically, you know, that person is not going to expect that, because you may have said something to them, or they may know, you know what, you let me know physically you can't do that. But when it comes to emotional things, we want to hold back, or we don't want to be truthful, because see, emotions can't always be seen. Yeah. And so that's why it's so important in marriage to make sure I'm letting you know emotionally what's going on with me, right, so you right. can kind of know what to expect from me. Because again, it's different from physical. You yeah. can see that a person may not be in a physical shape to do that. Or you can see that a person physically may be dealing with a pain, but emotionally, you can have a smile on your mm-hmm. face. You can, you know what I'm saying? You don't show what you're really feeling or what you're dealing with. So again, it's not fair to your spouse if you're not going to make them aware yeah, of this.
That's
and
right.
that's the only way that they can manage their expectations is by being known. But yep, I got to show some love. What's going on, Reverend Kenny White and Audrina? They're in Dallas, Texas. Much love to you all. Thank you all so much for joining us on the show. Y'all know we love you all. Yes. Appreciate you so much. But yeah, so yeah. again.
Yeah, yeah. So, and so you, like Martez said, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, that you're communicating and being honest. And then you want to make sure that they're realistic right. expectations, because a lot of times we'll have an expectation, but we don't communicate it
right.
because we'll say to ourselves, time will resolve our problems or time will resolve this issue. Mm-hmm. But time is not going to resolve that issue. That issue is going to still be there.
Right.
So if you feel it, and you know, if you do, you need to communicate it. You need to communicate whatever that expectation is, because time isn't, you can't say, okay, well, he's not doing this now. Well,
see if he's going to change over time.
Right. And it's like, no, time will not resolve your problems. You mm-hmm. need to discuss it. You need to communicate that to your partner.
Right. And, you know, and that problem could be something as easy or as simple, well, to me, mm-hmm. as laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be like, you know what? He see that I'm working. She see that, you know, he see that I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But then I still got to wash the clothes, dry the clothes, fold them and put them up. And then I got to do all this for the kids, too. So, you know, I'm just thinking over time, he's going to realize, you know what? My wife needs some help.
Yeah.
No, he's yeah. not.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to realize and just say, you know what? I thank you for all the hard work you do. I thank you for being a good dad. But I just want you to know, if you are expecting me to do all the laundry because that's what your mama did, I just want you to know that expectation is not real. I need you to let me know what part of this process are you going to help?
Yeah.
Because again, you know what I'm saying? Expecting. If this person is expecting you as the wife to just get all of this done because that's what you do, but you know you need help. And
yeah.
it's like, no, I was expecting you to help. Again, it's like, no, I need to make that expectation known to you.
Yes, yes. And it's unrealistic to say, well, if I got to ask, then that means it's not as meaningful if I have to ask him. And it's like, no, that's not realistic, because you have to communicate. If you don't,
right.
we're not psychic.
Right.
So if some people are psychic, but and
the average person is not psychic.
So, mm-hmm. so basically it's like, I need to communicate to you, you know, I need to communicate to him.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that it means less or
right.
he loves me less.
Right.
No, I need to communicate that so he
right.
can know how I desire to be loved,
right.
what I desire in the relationship, how I want you to show me how to love,
right.
how I want you to show me love.
Right.
So you have to mm-hmm. communicate that.
Yeah. So just because you have to ask, you know, again, it's still can have meaning. I just asked you because I don't want you trying to assume or figure this out on its own. I'm going to just make it known to you. So that,
mm-hmm.
that's definitely something you want to do.
Exactly.
You don't want to just be like, well, no, you know what? I'm going to see. He know I asked him to get this. So I'm going to see if he going to remember to do it. It's like, don't do that with men, because you're going to
be
most of the time, men going to let you down when you're trying to be like, I'm going to see if he going to remember. Don't see if I'm going to remember. You better send me a text. You better send me a reminder. You better email me or do something. I'm telling you, I'm going to just come back. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. And I mean, you have to know your spouse, because, you know, some people are better at remembering than others, because some people can consider that nagging if you always like.
Oh, wow. You are right.
Some people can consider that nagging, but in our case, it's not nagging,
because
Martez always wants me to remind
me.
Yeah. So it's like you do have to make sure you communicate that. And then another thing you want to make sure is, you know, that around managing expectations, because you got to be realistic. And like I always said, you want to be truthful with your partner.
Right.
So a lot of times people will feel like, well, you know, I can keep this secret from them, you know, and it won't and they won't ever find out because I don't want to share because it's a cause relationship. I don't want to cause any pain. But see, keeping those secrets and stuff, it's going to eventually cause some pain because it's what's done in the dark is going to come to light. So it's going to come out. So you want to make sure that you're communicating, you know, because that's unrealistic to say, okay, well, yeah, I'm just keep this secret. They ain't got to know this.
Right.
But it's like, that's that you might want to share that so that won't come out.
And what I normally always tell couples is you always want to remember secrets are pretty much like access doors to pain. So in other words, the more you think that's a secret, all that is an access door to pain and problems. Mm-hmm. So it's better to realize, you know what? No, I'm going to shut this door and I'm going to shut it to where it never can open again. Because once a secret is actually brought to the open and we deal with it, it has no power. It can do anything. It's like, boom, that's over. So that's something you want to remember. If you are thinking you are protecting your spouse or you're protecting your partner by not telling them about this, you're really not. You're only creating that seed that's going to be an access door to future problems and pain in your relationship. So please don't have an expectation of, no, I'm going to just keep it from them because I want to protect them so they don't have to deal with this and we don't have to deal with this. Trust me, you only are making it worse, and it always happens at the wrong time.
Yep, it does. And then you have to realize all of the inner, you know, turmoil you're causing yourself because it's like you're not being true to yourself. So it's like I'm living with this. Like that's a lot. And another one we want to make sure we manage in our expectations around romance and affection. You know, because a lot of times we may say, well, you know, he's not hugging me. He doesn't, you know, that means we don't really, he doesn't really love me because he's not hugging me.
And, she's not hugging me. She's not wanting to be close with me. And
kissing me.
There's no romance in our relationship.
Right. So it's like, they don't love me. You know, my spouse really doesn't love me because they're not giving me any affection. But you have to communicate, like, what are your expectations around that? Have you all discussed what are your expectations around that? Because your spouse could be not a physical touch person. And they may have other ways to show you how much they love you. And so a lot of times we want to make sure we're communicating because that could be a major thing, you know, especially as far as expectations around sex. It's like, yeah, no, I want it 5 days a week. And then the other person like, well, I ain't doing that, you know. So that doesn't mean they don't love you any less. It's like, can we be realistic in our expectations and come up with a happy medium, you know?
Right. And then you got to also think about, again, like we say, nowadays, everybody has so much going on. You really want to be considerate and be real and deal with reality about the time around romance. Because again, you know, our kids are older, but we're thinking about kids, you know, we're empty nesters, but people with smaller kids, and you got one job, then you doing this, then you volunteering over here, then you doing this, then you going to do this, then depending on where you live, then you deal with traffic. Well, a lot of us are working from home and other things, but I'm just saying there are so many other things that can be pulling energy, mental energy and mental focus from your spouse that you really want to be concerned to let them know and ask them about, what's going on with them instead of just saying, oh, because we're not doing this, then it's like now we're starting to fall apart when that's not the case.
Right. And that's when it goes back to like communicating those expectations.
Yeah.
Like we said in the previous episodes, got to communicate. That's key.
So look, we got to get ready for a break. This is Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton, and you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we will continue our discussion on managing your relationship expectations around marriage. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie, VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. Today, we've been discussing managing relationship expectations.
Yes.
And we discussed managing expectations around dating, engagement. And before our break, we were discussing managing expectations around marriage. Mm-hmm. So let's continue this discussion on managing expectations around marriage.
Yeah. And so now we want to just talk about one of the big things, which people say is like one of the biggest challenges in marriage, which is finances. Mm-hmm. You know, this is one of those things that you really want to have conversations about. You know, it's, you know, all right, your money, my money, our money, you know, how we're going to spend, how we're going to save. You know, you really want to let a person know what your expectation is.
Yeah.
You know, I think about, you know, my daughter has always been a person that said, you know, I really want my kids to either be homeschooled or private school. Well, you got to think about that comes an expense with that. So it's like I always tell her, you know, if you're going to be getting ready to talk about marriage, that person needs to know your expectation around school, because that finances is different when you're taking your child out of a public school. Mm-hmm. So again, whether it's around school, whether it's around trips, whether it's around how we're going to save, you know, and I'm going to just tell you, one of the things I always tell couples, I believe that you could still save individually, you know, and still have a joint account, but because you want to be transparent, you want to be able to say, you know what, you can see what I have,
right,
but it doesn't mean you get to walk up to the bank and pull it out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because we can be transparent about what we're saving, but you know, everybody is different. And I never try to tell anybody what to do, but just trying to find a medium, because of course, you know, nowadays these millennials, you know, they banking.
They banking.
So, you know, I tell them, and when they meet each other, they already coming in with assets. Mm-hmm. So I say, there's nothing wrong with keeping this or even having a joint account. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, in your individual account, you don't want to be hiding where it's like, nah, I don't want you to know. Because then what I don't want you to know is becomes what? A secret. So if you're a secret, it's like, it's going to create problems. So you know what? When we sit down doing our financial, looking at having our financial meeting and disclosing certain things, I may show you what I'm doing, but it doesn't mean you just to walk up and have access to it. But it's just around that money, you want to have some real conversation.
Yeah, because, you know, somebody could be a spender and the other person. Right. So we totally understand, you know, you saying you don't have access, but you do want to make sure you share it.
Well, that's how we feel.
Because, yeah, you do still have a lot of couples. It's like, no, don't know, or she's not going to know. That's just our suggestions. Like we say, we work with couples every day, and you know, these are some of the issues that, you know, we have discussed with couples.
When you're just trying to find a median.
Yeah.
Immediate place.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you really want to know what are your expectations around money? You know, you know, what is it that you just feel free to purchase, a large purchase or a small purchase? You know, what is it? You know, what is it that you, you know, what is it that you want to spend on a vehicle? It's just so many things with traveling, what you want to do. And so to manage that expectation, you want to make it known. You know, I had one client that was like, you know what? No, I only want to do 5-star hotels. And the husband was like, no, I'm okay with 3 or 3.5 stars. She was, no, he's like, it's just a bed. It's going to be clean. And she was like, no, that's not, you know what I'm saying? You got to know that expectation.
Yeah, you got to.
And one of the things that I helped her with is understanding how to always be assertive with your desires. Mm-hmm. She's somebody who works hard and owns her own business and other things. I'm like, no, if this is your desire, you make that desire known. This is what I'm expecting. All I'm saying is make it clear.
Exactly.
Because don't be like, I wanted to do this and then we did this, but then now you got all this other stuff coming out because you weren't honest. No, don't do that. Just be truthful.
Exactly. And you also want to make sure you're discussing expectations around in-laws.
Oh, wow.
You know, because, you know, a lot of times when it comes to in-laws, we need to, you know, set healthy boundaries in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, around in-laws.
Oh,
so we definitely need to discuss, you know, like what am I expecting, you know, as far as holidays and spending time together, even communication, because, you know, like we always tell couples, it's very important to make sure you all agree on who you're going to talk to about, you know, as far as your relationship. When it comes to relationship issues that you may have, you know, you all need to agree on who you're going to talk to, that person, you know, who we're going to share with, because you don't want, you know, I'm sharing with, you know, somebody that I didn't want you sharing, you know, I'm sharing with somebody that you didn't want me to share with. So you just want to make sure you discuss up front, you know, what is that expectation around in-laws and even discussing our issues with somebody.
And then it's one of those things too. Again, when we talk about, you know, what's your expectations, what is your expectations around a person's spiritual relationship? Because a lot of times that starts to create problems, because you may say, I wanted to do this. And I know with COVID, there's other things. But I mean, because of the fact we've worked with couples where, you know, one was a Muslim, one was a Christian, one was a Jew, one was a Christian, Russian and the Christian. So I'm just saying, when you have different spiritual beliefs or spiritual convictions, you want to really let your partner or the person that you love know what your expectation is around that. You know, especially now if you're talking about a kid or children, you know, what are going to be, what are we expecting around our kids? Because depending on what we're believing, how we're going to be operating or what we want to do as a family. It's like, I just always wanted him to go to church with me because that's what my dad did with my mom. And then I found out, it's like, coach, she ain't never tell me about always wanting to go to church. The whole time we've been married, coach, this is the first time I'm hearing this. So I'm literally in a session and I'm hearing the man say, you've never said that to me. And it's like, well, I thought you knew, because me and the kids was getting up and going to church. I just thought you knew. And he was like, no, I just thought that's what you wanted to do because that's what you was doing. And when I first met you, you knew I didn't go to church all the time. So again, when it comes to that spiritual component in your relationship, you want to let your expectation be known, what you desire. You know, I know a lot of times the first of the year, well, Drina and I do our different fasts and consecrations and whatnot. Well, you got to understand, if you married somebody and they may not understand when you say a fast, what that means, that literally could mean no sex. So then you can't just be saying, I'm going to go on a 30-day fast or 40-day fast and just talk about the doors of the church ain't open. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. You got to have conversations.
Exactly. Because like we said, if those, you know, if your expectations are high and then they're not met, you're going to, your frustration is going to be high. So you want to make sure that you are managing your expectations by communicating them and making sure that they're realistic. They need to be realistic. And so we want to make sure that we share about the Married for Life walk. We do that every year.
This is our fifth year, annual.
In 2022, April 22nd and 23rd, bringing couples together to encourage and strengthen the marital bond, So, you know, we invite all couples, you know, to attend. We'll have more information coming out in January. Mm-hmm. We're going to be putting out more information, but it's going to be April 22nd and 23rd.
And this is about also couples who are seriously dating or engaged, actually being a part of the Married for Life walk. And this year, we're actually going to be doing more than just a walk. We're actually going to have a marital workshop. Yeah. We're going to have a Friday evening event also. And of course, we also have our couples love celebration, which is also with dancing and comedian. And we always have to shout out our marriage ambassadors and founding members. They're with us, Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe, who are going to be there. And, you know, and so other things going on, but definitely we would love for you to attend and join us and stand with us, share with us, and make it known that me and my husband or me and my wife, we're married for life. Let's go.
Yeah, or me and my fiancé.
We committed to this.
Yes. So, you know, as we get ready to close here, you know, just remember, you want to make sure that you're managing your expectations by communicating, you know, what you desire, you know, in your relationship. And this can be in all relationships, not even just with your spouse or significant other. And remember, healthy marriages do not happen by chance, but by choice. So be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback. Make a commitment to accept change without conflict. And if you would like to get in contact with us, you can go to our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Let's go. Remember, Wadrina and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We had a wonderful time. Please join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific time. We would love to hear from you. Be sure to connect with us on social media, and we look forward to reading your comments. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you back here next time. Let's go. Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.